Lindsay, the time was obviously right. How long has the decision actually been made?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, really. I thought about it at the end of last season, but really, when we got relegated, I couldn't finish on a relegation, really. So I made the decision to stay on, and I think I always knew that it would only be the one season then, but obviously I had the season to think about it, and I think, you know, I've really enjoyed this season. I've really enjoyed it. Not got promoted, and that was the aim, but, you know, we didn't deserve it. So I made the decision about 2 weeks ago properly, probably after the London Bees game, really, and we won quite convincingly. And you know what? I'm going to leave. We're not getting promoted, but I'm going to leave the club in a good position to get promoted next season, and that's when I made the decision.
Were you a little bit nervy, knowing that it was going to be your last game?
Yeah, it was kind of surreal. You know, I had so many mixed emotions going into the game. I was nervous and apprehensive. I mean, it's so weird knowing that, you know, putting on Everton strip for the very last time and putting on really a football strip on competitively for the very last time. That was really, really quite weird and scary in a way, because it's all I've known for so long, like 15, 16 years playing competitively at the highest standard in the country. So yeah, that was very mixed emotions. I knew that all my family and close friends, and I had an idea obviously that lots of the girls I played with who are my best friends were coming, but you know, I didn't realise how much support was going to be there, and the club really did make it a special day. So yeah, I was really, really quite nervous, but as soon as I got out on the pitch, I was able to forget about that for the most part.
And how important was it to celebrate it with the likes of Jill and Jodie and Tony there?
Yeah, that, you know, that was special, because obviously these players aren't just teammates to me. They're the best mates that I've got, and, you know, they're going to be lifelong friends. You know, the likes of Jodie and Brownie and Duffy in particular, because, you know, we're all of similar age. We're all brought up with the same sort of...
In your 20s.
You know, yeah, we're all in our 20s. And yeah, you know, these are my best friends. But, you know, Jill Scott, who is a little bit younger than me, but she's still, like, one of my best friends. And I can watch the likes of Jill and Tony and Nikita. I can watch them now and relax and watch them and, you know, and really take in everything. They've been so important in my career. So to see them now flourish as international stars and on a world-class platform, it's really nice, and I look forward to watching them in their clubs next season, wherever that might be.
Mo was there, wasn't she? That must have been pretty special.
Mo means a lot to me and loads of other female footballers in the country. If it wasn't for Mo, I wouldn't have had the career that I had, and that, you know, that's just the truth. She got me to sign for Everton. She made me change from a midfielder to defender, and she taught me everything I know. And, you know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have learned what I did in a very short time. And, you know, undoubtedly I played for England because of Mo. I have no doubts about that, and I have her to owe for that as well. So, you know, to have her there, and I'm not daft. She's you know, she comes to lots of our games because she's obviously local, but it was great yesterday. She came and saw me after the game. We had a chat, and that was lovely. So that meant a lot to me.
Somebody left me a message, and they said you were a true pro, always tough to play against, fast, strong and competitive, a great teammate, a winner, and to wish you well for the future. Any idea who that could have been?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I've had a few messages like that, and I would probably say it would be a centre-forward, because not many players like playing against a defender who's quick. They want defenders to be slow, and I think that was one of my best attributes. I'd probably say Tash. Was it Tash?
Spot on.
Yeah.
How long did it take to sign everything yesterday?
Yeah, it was non-stop, and, you know, and that's great as well, because there was a real buzz about the place. And to be honest, in the latter part of our season at home, there's been this buzz about the place. And, you know, we unfortunately kind of threw away promotion in the early part of the season. But the support that we've had since we've been relegated from our fans has been immense. And the last few home games in particular have been really good. And, you know, yesterday, I think there was nearly 600 there, but it sounded like over 1,000, the amount of noise that they made. So, yeah, I mean, the support that we've got in WSL 2 is amazing. If we can get back to where Everton belong, I think it'll be amazing. But it was great. I mean, that's the least I could do, the amount of years that certain people have been coming and supporting us and supporting me in particular. That's the least I could do yesterday, and I really enjoyed that.
We spoke earlier before the season started. Is there a gap between 1 and 2? Is it noticeable as a player?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously I've played in both now, and there is a gap. I'd say there's a gap with some of the teams in WSL 2 as well as the same in some of the teams, you know, in WSL 1. You know, they always, it's going to be as the game is still developing and we're still trying to develop a professional league. So I think it's inevitable in the early parts of developing this league and the WSL 2 league in particular. There is a gap. There's no getting away from that. But, you know, it's developing all the time. So there's still, I mean, we've had too many tough games this season, too many tough games where teams are learning quickly how to adapt to other teams. And that's great. So, yes, there's a gap, but I think people are learning quickly as well. So I think the game's still developing at certain stages across the league. So, there's definitely a gap between WSL 1 and WSL 2. That's undoubted. That's obvious. And you can see that when, you know, we play each other in the Continental Cup. But, you know, there's some very tight games.